What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Today is Wednesday, June 2nd. Hello to all my Geminis out there. Today I'm going to talk about relationships and the double standards in relationships. I'm sitting here and made me some iced coffee because I can't get to Starbucks, you know what I'm saying? So I had to be innovative and make my own shit. So today I came across this a young lady on Instagram who was, you know, it's called Shoot Your Shot. And basically, in Atlanta, they have this little, just had me a biscuit too, so excuse me. Shoot Your Shot. And it's people that are looking for love, basically. And so, my thing of it is that this young lady was straight up about what she was looking for, how she wanted it, you know, and she has three kids. And the thing about it is that it's like when women have more than one child, a man seems like that is damaged goods. But I feel like when a man has three or more kids, he's not damaged goods. That's a double standard. I'm looking at up under the comment section saying that, oh, she got three kids, run for the hills, oh, she unstable, this and that. This young lady has her stuff together from the surface of what I've read. She has her stuff together and things of that nature. And what I don't understand is that why is it when women have three kids that they can't find love? Now, the thing of it is, you know, I seen the young lady's picture. She's beautiful. She's nice looking. And a lot of people always ask this question, why are you single? The host of the show said, why are you single? And that is the question at hand. Not why you got three kids, not why their baby daddies are not in their life, or their baby father, if that's what the case may be. It's why are you single? That's the question you have to ask yourself with people. Beautiful people, why are you single? You know what I'm saying? Why are you fine and you single? You know what I'm saying? I feel like today's society and how Instagram portrays things and how things have to be and things of that nature, I feel like this era of dating is really fucked up for everybody. It's like everybody play games. Everybody, you know, wants, you can't keep it honest because they're scared that they're gonna be rejected. It's not about you. It's about being honest. You know what I'm saying? If you're a type of guy or girl who is bisexual and you in a relationship with somebody, I feel like that's something, a need to know thing. I think you should tell a person that you're bisexual. Let them make that decision. Okay? I feel like that is something that's important. If you have kids and you want to keep that a secret, you need to tell that person that you have kids. If you have a disease, you need to let that person know you have a disease. Not because, oh, I don't know where this is leading. I mean, don't get me wrong. You should tell a person the first day you meet them, but it's certain things that's critical that you should mention in the beginning of a relationship, not wait months and months down the line then be like, oh, I was gonna tell you. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's a selfish person to do those type of things. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel like it's fair for a woman to be cast out of the dating world because she has three kids. Because a man is not cast out, you know, because he got three baby mamas and three kids or whatever. It's like a double standard. I feel like that's not fair. The question is, why are these people single? Maybe you need to research that instead of worry about their kids. Because I feel like a person that's single, that'll bother me. Like, why are you single? You look good. You nice looking. You got your shit together. You got a good job. You got your nice ride. Which is not all about materialistic things, but you should ask those type of questions. Why are you single? I feel like this. If you're not ready to get married, don't get married. If you're not ready to fight for your love in a relationship, and you're a type of person that gets aggravated with a person over time, or you get bored with a person, don't waste nobody's time. Be straight up about what you're looking for with a person, because a lot of times people, like I said, a lot of people play games, and a lot of people are not honest on what they're looking for. Like, for instance, like, you shouldn't have to beg a man to love you. You shouldn't have to ask a man to do things for you. If a man loves you, he's going to do those things for you. He's going to do it. You shouldn't have to fight for your love for a man. You shouldn't have to fight for your love for a woman. If a woman wants to cook and clean and be that type of housewife for you, she's going to do that type of stuff. See, when I was young, I really wanted to be married. I didn't want to be dating and fucking and different niggas and different people. I didn't want to go through that. I didn't want to go through life doing that. You know what I'm saying? I wanted a solid foundation. Now, can I say marriage is hard? Yes. Can it change you? Can it change you for the good? Yes. And it can change you for the bad, depending on what kind of relationship you have. But it's a tool. I feel like marriage between two people can be a tool to help you grow, mature you in certain areas. Like another incident I heard, a woman is, she's a stay-at-home mom. And her husband works, and she feels like because she stays home and watches the kids and stuff like that, because she stays home and watches the kids, she feels like he should come home and help her clean up the house. Which, this is a love and hate situation. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because if I was a stay-at-home mom and I had kids, and don't get me wrong, I'm going to try to figure it out to the best of my ability. I'm not going to let, it's women out here that can do it all. I feel like sometimes women don't have the capabilities and mentally strong to do multiple things. Can't take care of the house, can't take care of the bills, can't take care of the children. And some women are not built like that. Because a woman is a woman, that don't mean that they're built that way. You know what I'm saying? So I don't fault the woman, but I do fault the situation of that. I feel like if you can't be a mom, I mean, you don't know what you're capable of doing until something is presented to you, I can say. But I feel like a woman, if a man is going out working and he works hard, and I'm just saying, if he works really, 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 I'm talking about really, really, really hard, ladies, really, 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 really hard, and you come and you've been at home all day. Let me take a little sip of my coffee. And you've been at home all day, I'm pretty sure you'll have enough time to do something. I just don't believe that you won't be able to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, I hear that phrase all the time with women that have small children. Like, oh, I watch the kids all day, I be tired. But you're not tired to go out. I'm not saying all women. You're not tired to get your ass up to go get your hair done and go get your nails done and go out with your friends. You're not tired to do that because you know why? Because that's something fun. That's something that you want to do. But being a mother and a wife is hard to do for you because you have to cater to your husband. You have to cater to your children. And I think a lot of times women don't know how to balance those lives out. They don't know how to balance. And that can be hard for some women. You know what I'm saying? Not all women, but some women. And to ask your husband, oh, you need to put me on a salary and give me this and give me that and this and this and that. And then now he up here talking about, oh, I'm thinking about getting divorced because if I work hard, and she feel like it shouldn't have went that far. But I don't know. Sometimes us women, our mouths can be really, really nasty. So if you making this man feel inadequate in what he's doing, trust and believe a man is going to get fed up with you quicker than you're going to get fed up with him. See, women, we get comfortable with our life. We stop having sex with our men. We start, you know, romancing them. And when a man gets to a point, and I've heard these stories from men, they keep asking their wife for sex. And a woman keep like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I was with the kids all day. And this and this and that. You can't, I'm not saying this is right, but you can't fault this man that he communicated this to you, because a lot of times we always say, well, he didn't tell me or he didn't express how he felt. If it's this man is telling your wife, I want to have sex with you. I feel like we're not having enough sex and this and this and that. And then he goes out and cheat on you. I'm not saying that him going out cheating is right. But if he goes out and cheat, you can't fault him because he displayed that. Now, you got some men that can get it all and they still want more. Okay? You got men out there that's like that. So, I just feel like communication in marriages and relationships is a key factor. You have to display, no matter if it hurts your partner's feelings, you have to display your feelings. You have to be straight up with them in this day and age, especially because it's people out here. It's like sex is more even dangerous now. You can't randomly have sex with people because COVID. You don't want no motherfucker breathing in your face with COVID breath while y'all fucking and having sex and shit. You don't want none of that. You don't want no dude eating your cooch while he got COVID breath, got COVID. You gotta be careful who you laying up with. It's like COVID has destroyed so many situations for people being nasty and being out in this world. Even they saying hepatitis is back. Oh my God, it's like they saying so many people in Atlanta have hepatitis. So that lets you know that people are not being safe and being cautious because hepatitis comes through fluids, swapping fluids. You know, that's basically where it comes from. But so what I'm trying to say to people, please, everybody, just communicate what you want from your partner, what you want with yourself. When you get with somebody, let them know. Be real. Don't worry about hurting somebody's feelings, because your feelings will get hurt if you don't let a person know what your dislikes and what your likes are. And you won't have to waste nobody's time. But everybody wants what they want. They feel like if I gotta keep secrets to keep what I want going, that's what they're gonna do. You know? I'm sorry. So, ladies and gentlemen, in this day and age, please be honest with yourself. If you're a type of person that don't want a person with kids, be straight up about that. Don't look at it, oh, she beautiful, she fine, I want to get to know her, maybe I can learn to love her. Because on this show called 90 Day no, it's not 90. Married Before Sight or something shit like that on Lifetime. This dude named Chris was with this girl named Paige. He wasted her fucking time. When he seen her, he didn't like what he seen. But guess what he did? He kept having sex with her. He kept having sex with her. And she allowed him to do that after he told her he didn't like, he wasn't attracted to her. And that's being a narcissistic person who keeps up shit. He's fucking with her feelings, but that's her fault because she sees the damage in front of her and she's still trying to fix the damage. That's just like you see a crack in the windshield, right? And you telling yourself, I'm gonna get it fixed. 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 But that crack ends up into a hairline. That hairline just keeps traveling. Anytime you hit a bump, it keeps going up and keeps cracking and keeps spreading. That's what she seen a crack, but she continued to let it keep spreading. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. When we see, when we like, the universe puts red flags in front of us. It's up to us to take those red flags and do what we want with those red flags. But don't fault the person because you feel like, oh, it's your fault. No, you see the red flag. Won't you just be like, okay, you know what? This is not for me. I'm going to move on from this. This is da-da-da. But no, us as human beings, I'm not just going to put a gender on this. Us as human beings, we always tend to seem to try to find a way to fix stuff. Some people can't be fixed. Just like how they say, you can teach your old dog new tricks. Some dogs, you cannot. You get what I'm trying to say? So, in that, I just want to say thank you for listening to my conversation for the day. I just want to say I appreciate my listeners. Please comment, show your love by adding yourself. You know, let me know that you if you like it, if you don't, give me your feedback. I really do truly appreciate it because this is my passion, and I hope that I tap in on topics that you think about or you want to conversate about. So leave me a message if you ever want to do a podcast with me. And I will be signing off. Have a blessed and wonderful day. This is Coco Red signing off. Peace.